I love mushrooms.
Hello. How's that natty light?
Right. I think I got the shit under the stick.
Mm-hmm. I love
we
my
people. Are the Broads at Brunch. I'm Ashley. Sitting across from you today, we've got the lovely Maggie and Derry.
Hi.
What's up?
What's up, guys?
We got lots to talk about.
We have lots to talk about.
Let's just start with our great day. Which actually was preceded by a decent evening.
Decent.
We went to C Street, of course, and I, for once, was the most sober of the three of us, as corroborated by a drag queen who came up to me, gave me a great big hug, like she knew me, and then said, "Girl, you're more sober than you usually are."
That was the best.
I was like, "What?" Up. It's like, I need to stop coming here.
Was it the short-haired drag queen?
Yeah. With that, her ass cheeks hanging out?
Yeah, Seduction would be her name.
Her name is Seduction.
Seduction Carrington.
It was a beautiful baby girl.
I'm going to name her Carrington. I'm going to name her Carrington.
So then, as you'll recall from previous episodes, my car is jacked. My front bumper is missing. So I had to take it back to where my mom lives to get it fixed because we know some peeps there that do our body work.
On the side,
not exactly. And so I said to Ashley, I'm like, "Dude, my car has got to be in Springfield at 8 o'clock in the morning." And we live like an hour and a half away. So she's like, "I'll go with you." I'm like, "Are you sure?" She's like, "Yes, we're going to fucking do it." Ashley proceeds to get shit canned drunk, okay? And like, so drunk she's snoring, and she never snores. That's how drunk she was. Passed out on her couch. And I was like, "Dude, you want to go in your bed?" She's like, "This couch is so comfortable."
It really is.
It is. I've slept on it many a time. So I get up at like 6:15, and I'm kind of like trying to be quiet because I just assume that Ashley is not going to want to go. She like wakes up and looks at me. I'm like, "Hey, dude, I'm taking off." She's like, "I'll be ready in 5 minutes. I'll meet you downstairs. Go get the car." I'm like, okay. So we go to Springfield, drop my car off. You want to take it from here?
We decided to take a little... Ooh, we got McDonald's.
I was going to just ask. You guys not do a road trip without getting
McDonald's. I was like, "Let's go to McDonald's." And then we go to all of the historic Lincoln sites because I've never done this before. It's my first time in Springfield.
Fair enough. I lived there for 5 years and I had never done it either.
And I was losing my shit.
Yeah, she really was. She was like a kid in a candy store. She's like, "Let's read this one." And then we'd like walk down. She'd be like, "Oh my God, another placard. Let's read this. Let's read this." And she wanted to go in like every fucking exhibit. And I was like, "Oh my God."
Did you go in the Frank Lloyd Wright house?
No, we wanted to so bad.
The tour is like an hour and a half long. So we drove past it though. I showed it to her.
Fucking beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous on the inside.
But I bought a patch from the historical museum. It says something like Land of Lincoln.
Yeah, Lincoln Historic Site or
Lincoln
something.
Lincoln Historic Site. It's pretty cool. And then we went to Cozy Dog.
What the fuck's a Cozy Dog?
It's the birthplace of the corn dog.
It's the birthplace of the corn
dog. That's where corn dogs were invented. And it's right down the street from my house.
In Springfield, Illinois?
Yeah.
And I'd never had
one before. It's a little fun fact for you.
I fucking love corn dogs.
Yeah.
Big ones, mini ones.
Just you know, we saw a real interesting slew of people at the Cozy
Springfield
Dog.
Springfield people.
Hashtag Springfield. I mean, I think my favorite was the probably 23-year-old mom that looked like she was like 29, but really she's only 23. She had her baby with her, and she was feeding it bits of corn dog.
It's like the kind of people that do Tallers and Tiaras.
Yeah, and she was wearing head-to-toe Hollister. She looked disgusting. She had, like, butterfly clips in her hair.
Well, and this one guy had an NRA shirt on it that said, don't tread on me, on the back with an eagle.
Don't tread on me.
And I'm like 99% sure at some point, a 3-year-old eating a corn dog like 2 tables down said, I shit myself.
He did. That little boy.
I like looked at Ashley. I was like, did that just happen? Did he just say I shit myself? And she's like, yeah, I think he did.
I shit myself.
God, I want a fucking corn dog real bad right now.
Yeah. It was good, man.
With some mustard or ketchup?
Mustard.
No ketchup. No ketchup. That's sacrilege. Mm-mm. But we hung out with my grandma for a little bit.
We did. She was watching QVC, True to Form.
And listening to Rush Limbaugh on the radio. And, then I decided I was going to give Ashley a little tour of the town that I went to high school in called Chatham, Illinois, which is a small town. Cops are notoriously horrible people. We're driving my grandma's car because we just dropped my car off. And I have a
goddamn space car.
It was a space car. It's like one of those cars you don't need a key for. It just turns and like has all kind of weird gadgets and lights and beeps and
talks
noises. Yeah. And I got this speeding ticket in Kansas like a year and a half ago, but I kind of forgot about it. I thought I paid it, and then I was like, maybe I didn't, and then I was kind of like, I don't really know what's going on with this. So I'm usually like really, really careful about driving. Well, we're like driving down a 4-lane highway, like through Chatham. It was like Route 4, and we see this cop, and he pulls, it's like one of those roads where it's like 2 lanes and then like a flat median, and then 2 more lanes. He pulls into the median after he's coming towards us, pulls into the median after we drive past him, turns around, and I look at Ashley and I look down at my speedometer and I was like, dude, there's no way. I'm going like 5 under the speed limit. There's no way he's going to pull us over. Sure enough, like blueberries and cherries. I'm like, fuck, dude. Fuck.
You were like, I'm going to get arrested.
That's what I call it in Florida.
And I was like, I'm going to get arrested. I'm fucking going to get arrested. Now she's like, stop it. You're not going to get arrested. I'm like, no, dude. No, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get fucking arrested. I don't think I paid that fucking speeding ticket. I always joke there's a warrant out for my arrest in Kansas. Well,
there's only like 17 states that actually share driving records.
Apparently Kansas is one of them. Kansas and Illinois.
Well, he comes up to my side of the door, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
When I passed you, you appeared to not be wearing a safety belt, and I was like, nope, I've been wearing my safety belt, sir, officer.
Well, and first of all, let's talk about the fact that earlier in the day, Ashley and I were talking about my speeding ticket, and I was like, yeah, I drive like super crazy careful because I'm not really sure what's going on with this, and I'm like too afraid to figure it out. And the car that we were in had like a passenger alert for when you don't have a seatbelt on. Like it can tell when you have a passenger. So it like beeps at you and it's really annoying.
Right.
And Ashley was like, I think it's fucking stupid that passengers have to wear seatbelts. Like we had this entire conversation, like maybe 45 minutes before this.
Well, I was just saying like, I mean, I wear a seatbelt, but I think it should be your choice. If you want to sail through a front windshield and get road rash across your whole body, that should be your right.
It's my prerogative.
I mean, if you want that, then
don't
hey,
tread on me.
Don't tread on me, man.
Some people like a little adrenaline rush, you know?
Then he cut you up to the back where it. And I was like,
no, he goes, Officer so-and-so, Chatham Police Department.
Yeah.
You aware kinda, you weren't wearing your safety belt? I'm and like, she's like, what?
I was like, I've been wearing my safety belt the entire time I've been in this car. I've been wearing it.
Were you guys really calling it safety belt?
Seatbelt. I think he said safety belt. But so he like asks
and
for,
you were like, yeah, she has been.
I know. So, well, because, okay, you were getting a little like agitated.
Yeah, because I was so pissed that he was. You were.
And like,
I wasn't wearing it.
I know small town Chatham cops, like, the first thing you have to say out of your mouth is like, oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. How are you today, sir? Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, just act like sweet as pie as you possibly can. So that's when I like interjected and I was like, sir, we're so sorry. Like, she was wearing her safety belt. Like, I swear.
And logistically, there's no way he could have seen whether
that was
or not
the other
I was
thing.
Wearing a safety belt.
We're
he
on
had
a fucking
no
4-way highway. As we're like pulled over and he's running our records, Ashley and I are like testing to see if we can tell the cars that are approaching us whether or not people are wearing seatbelts. I'm like, there's no fucking way. He just like picked us randomly. You know, he's like, oh, I'm out Route 4. You know, I'm going to pull somebody over. But it had to have been that. Like, spin around with your eyes closed and where are you pulling you over. So he asked for my ID because I'm the driver and I can technically get ticketed for that. And he takes it back to his car, and I'm like, I'm going to get arrested. I'm like losing my shit now. She's like, dude, you're not going to get arrested. And I explain it to her, and she's like, oh, I was like, fuck. Oh, shit. So then he comes up to my side of the window, and he's like, ma'am, are you aware that your license is suspended?
What?
No, he's like, ma'am, are you aware that you're driving on a suspended license?
Yeah, I was like, officer, no. I was like, no, I was not aware. And he's like, well, do you like have any idea like why? I was like, I got a speeding ticket in Kansas like a year and a half ago. Like, I don't know. And he's like, well, that's a class A misdemeanor, and I could arrest you right now. Yeah.
But then he says that, and then he goes, he's like, one second, he goes back to the car. So Maggie's like, you can arrest me. I'm going to go to jail.
I'm like about to fucking like poop my pants. Okay.
And then he comes back, and he's like, he comes back over to my side, and he's like, you have a valid driver's license, no? And I'm like, yes, sergeant or officer, blah, blah, blah.
Of Chatham.
Of Chatham Police Department. Who was adorable, by the way.
He was sexy.
He was adorable.
I thought for a second about, like, how can we get ourselves out of this?
My tits. Except that we're nasty looking that morning.
I'm like,
go to C Street the night before.
I see a ditch, and I think there's a blanket in the back. Let's make this happen, officer. Officer?
So he suggests that we switch spots. Because he's like, I could take you to jail right now. He's like, I don't really want to do that. If you guys just switch, he's like, I'll hold traffic on this lane. You can get out and switch positions, whatever. So we did that, and he's like, all right, he goes back to his car. He's like, I gotta write you like a citation or whatever.
But so he couldn't prove that you weren't wearing your goddamn seatbelt.
I know, that's what I was pissed
that's
about.
The entire
he wrote
thing
me a warning.
So he goes back, and meanwhile we're sitting there, and I'm like freaking out. We see you know how like when you're getting pulled over, like if another cop car drives past,
oh my God,
wanna,
I forgot about this.
They always want to pull over and make sure everything's okay.
Right.
Meanwhile, it's what, like 11 o'clock in the morning, broad daylight.
Yeah.
Beautiful, like 75 degree day. This fucking guy in like a sheriff SUV drives
K9 unit, drives past,
window down, no shirt on, arm out the window. And he like pulls over in the median because he's driving the opposite direction. He starts shouting something to the
he's
other
like,
guy.
Everything okay, Rich?
And he's like, like laughing. And then he like whips it like on the street, like behind where we were pulled off, and like guns it down in the country. We look at our rearview mirror, and the officers like that was work, like dealing with us, laughing
his ass off.
Hysterically. That's Chatham for you. Okay, that's where I grew up. Fucking sheriff with the K9 unit driving around without his fucking shirt on. Probably gonna go do.
He's probably gonna go smoke a spliff.
Yeah, he's probably gonna go smoke some weed in the wildlife reserve. So he comes back over and he's like, "You gotta go to court on this day. Like, get your shit figured out. Drive safely. Like, have a good day." Gives actually a written warning. So
was his phone number on there?
Look.
I could look up his badge number, though. We could Facebook creep him.
We could Facebook creep him.
So we know his last name. We totally could.
We totally could.
So how the fuck are you going to get...
Well, so what I'm going to do, I guess, is just call... I think what I have to do is call Kansas. Thankfully, I'm getting my tax return this week. Call Kansas.
Fuck,
pay this fucking retarded ticket. I'm sure there's going to be a reinstatement fee through the state of Illinois. Go to court. I'm going to have to pay fucking court fees. This is probably... This stupid ticket... Which I think is probably around $300, so it's really not that stupid. It's probably going to cost me upwards of $900.
Yeah, when you should have just paid the speeding
when
ticket.
When I should have just fucking paid it to begin
Life
with.
Life lessons, listeners.
Yeah.
If you get a speeding ticket, just pay it.
Do you think
just
that goes on your credit?
I don't fucking know, but I guess we found out today that we're never getting a goddamn job, according to your grandmother.
My mom. Oh, no, my grandma, yeah, because she was like, I was watching it on Greta Van Susteren the other day. They check your credit report when you apply for a job.
I
kind of
looked at Maggie with like an oh
what?
Fuck look.
Yeah, my mom was like, they've always done that. My mom used to work in HR. She's like, psh, old news. Ashley and I looked at each other. We're like, well, we're fucked.
Good thing I want to work in the music industry.
Good thing I want to be a trophy wife.
Oh, so anyway, we drive away. Things are fine.
You didn't get arrested.
I didn't get arrested. Knock on laminate.
And then I got to drive the space car.
Yeah, you got to drive the space car. And then you drove my mom's minivan all the way back.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, so this is the worst part. We're in my grandmother's van, which is like this burnt red car. Her license plate is like Illini something. Very recognizable, you know, and it's a small town. Everybody knows us. I have like 20 family members that live in the town. and we're on the fucking main road in the city. So I'm like, great. Like, I'm sure that like 8 different people that know us. Oh, fuck, Ashley, I thought of something else about this.
So did I. I thought about the shirt.
What shirt?
Well, let me just tell this really quickly. So find this little snippet. So the officer, I'm driving now in the driver's seat, and I'm like, officer, I am so sorry. I swear to you, I was wearing my safety belt. I said, I think that my chambray shirt was just covering it. I think my chambray was covering it. And he kind of looked at me. He's like, pardon. Like that's pardon. Like the look on his face. He's like, pardon me, ma'am.
Whatever.
What the fuck's a chambray? What the fuck is this? Fancy? Is it fancy fabric?
He did not think like no, that. He I'm was a sweet little joking. Country boy. No, but so like I had to tell my grandma because I was like, I'm sure like 8 different people drove by and were like, oh, Maggie's in Carolyn's car and she got it pulled over, that fucking hoodlum. So the other thing I thought of was, though, that there's a newspaper in my hometown called the Chatham Clarion, and nobody really reads it except that there's like a police beat in it mm-hmm. that lists like a police beat. So it's like traffic tickets and shit.
You're going to be in there.
I'm going to be in it.
Well, I'll be in there, too.
We'll get in. We'll frame it.
No, it's not funny because everybody.
Why do they do that for traffic tickets?
That's it's stupid. Retarded. But everybody in my family is going to see that and be like, Margaret Bondi's driving on a suspended license, and they're going to call my grandma, and it's going to be this big fucking ordeal that I'm going to have to deal with. Like, whatever. So we went to New York last week.
Yeah. Woo!
Not
got to,
me, they
got
did.
Got to show my friends
the hood.
The hood.
Ashley and I and our Park friend Lindsay hood. Went. Where do we want to start with
let's
this?
Let's start with the room.
Oh, shit. No, before we even get to the room, let's talk about the fact that we couldn't get into the room.
Fucking Valerie.
Valerie. Go ahead, Ashley.
Valerie. What? She texts me and she's like, hey.
So this is a chick we're renting the room. We rented a room like off Craigslist from these 2 chicks.
Because I didn't want like my family to be burdened with our noisy drunkenness. Which was appreciated in the end.
Yeah.
By Kathy. And so basically, Valerie texts me the night before and she's like, hey, I have class in the city. If you want to meet me at 23rd and Broadway, we can drop off the keys or we can switch. I can give you the keys and you can go back to the apartment. I'm like, sweet. So when I get up in the morning to get my flight, it's like 4 in the morning and I look at my phone and there's a fucking text from Valerie that's like, I'm so sorry, I forgot the keys to the apartment. You'll have to wait till 7 to get in, okay? So Maggie and I land and we have to lug our goddamn suitcases around.
And by this
Park
point,
Slope.
It's like, what, 8 or 9 in the morning?
8 or 9 in the morning.
New York time. And we've had a Diet Dr. Pepper that my dad gave me, gave us, like 2 cups of coffee,
2 cups of coffee
already, okay? We're like walking around. We've been up since 4 a.m. Central time. And Ashley like looks at me. We're like walking down the street. We're like, oh, wait, so finish what her text message said.
Oh, that's all. I mean, it was basically.
So, yeah, so we couldn't get into the apartment until, like, 7.
And all of my friends and family were all at work. They all have 9 to 5. So we couldn't, like, drop our shit off, like, in the house because they weren't there.
So we're like, well, fuck, what are we going to do, like, for 10 hours? So we're, like, walking around. Ashley, like, looks at me. She's like, well, do you want to get some pizza? I was like, dude, it's, like, 9 in the morning.
She's I didn't
like,
really.
Fuck. So we decided to go get another cup of coffee and, like, some breakfast. So, like,
oh,
we're walking
gosh.
By this coffee shop called Gorilla. And I'm like, man, let's go to this place down, a few doors down. It looks really cute. It's called Blue Sky Bakery in Park Slope. And meanwhile, we had to ditch all of our lighters on the plane. So we were, like, jonesing real bad for
real
a cigarette.
Bad.
So we, like, locked eyes on this gentleman
hot.
Sitting outside.
Sean.
Well, first I saw a man
Sean.
With light or with smoke. Okay.
Coming out
and
of
I
his
was
mouth.
Like, yes, lighter. And then I realized, oh my God, the smoke that is coming out of the mouth, like the mouth that is exhaling the smoke is gorgeous.
Gorgeous. It's a gorgeous mouth. And
gorgeous the face
eyes.
That the mouth is attached to is also gorgeous. And the body is amazing.
And he's adorable.
So we were like just in trance. And we sat there and like chit-chatted with this guy's name, Sean.
Sean.
And he just.
Holla if you're. If you're
holla, Sean.
Holla. Brought to brunch. Thanks for tuning in, Sean.
We like made a point to like bring up the podcast with him. And he, like, just gave us his lighter.
He's like, no, you can just have this.
Just keep it.
Just keep
welcome
it.
To New York.
New York's so nice.
So we were just, like, talking. He's like, we're like, you. So you're from Brooklyn, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, you know, my family have a place on, like, this, between this and this. And we're chatting. I don't want to just give out my family's address
right.
on air, so I won't. But
Sack it.
Sack it. Sack it, you asshole. It's just that's just a street in Park Slope. It's called Sack It. But oh. We were saying like in a Chicago accent, like, sack it, you asshole.
Sack it.
Sack it.
Asshole. Anyway, continue.
So we're chatting with Sean for a while. He's a lovely gentleman. And
he's gorgeous.
And as we go in, we say our goodbyes, and he kind of did a double take, and I held the door open because it looked like he was going to say something, and he was like, my art's in there. And he smiled, and I just like smiled back and kind of like looked over my sunglasses and went, oh, I'll have to check it out.
As she raises, she cocks an eyebrow.
Yeah. You should have slept with him.
I kind of wanted to.
We all did. And like all week, it wasn't like, hey, man, do you have that lighter? It's like, where's Sean's lighter? Can I have Sean's lighter? Even now, like we've been back a few days.
I was just saying it for everything.
Every lighter, I mean, for here on out, Sean's. For all of eternity will be, can I have Sean's lighter? So we were walking around Brooklyn basically for 10 hours with these fucking bags just looking like assholes, going from coffee shop to coffee shop, killing time. We're like sitting in the park and we have our suitcases with us. And these guys walk past and they're like, you guys look suspicious. And they like walk past. I'm like, you look like you could and would rape us. Who's suspicious now? And they like kind of like turn around. And it's like,
Oh my gosh. And then we finally, our other friend finally got in. And so we had an amazing Italian
yeah,
dinner.
Yeah. So she gets in at like 5. And so we're like, well, let's just take like a leisurely dinner.
Enjoy ourselves, guys. Let's just
enjoy it. We have nowhere else to go. So we proceeded to get lit at dinner, like a few bottles of wine, martinis, like just like a leisurely three-hour dinner.
It's great.
So we go to meet up with these chicks at their apartment to get the keys. And we walk up to the door and it's this German chick, all right?
So this is a tavern.
So she's got like a key ring with like 5 keys on it. And she's like, okay, so it is this key. And she's like, hold someone. And then she like shuffles around, and then this key, and then she like shuffles around, and then this key, and she like gives it to us, and we're like, okay, like what? So then we walk up 4 flights of stairs, get to our quote unquote room, which ended up being like these girls had the entire 4th floor to themselves. So you walk up on the landing's like maybe 6 feet long, but like as you get up the stairs, you walk right into their front door. And then it's like this really cute little apartment. You walk down the landing a little bit and it's like their storage closet that they turned into a room. I'm not fucking kidding.
It's the size of a full bed.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like there's like a foot on the end of the bed with like a little coffee table.
Yeah. The 3 of you slept in this room.
Oh yeah.
How,
3 nights.
How much did you pay for this room?
60 bucks a night.
What?
It was totally fine, dude.
It was totally fine.
Because just wait. It's so worth it. There's no way in hell we would have gotten away with this shit at a hotel.
There's no way in hell that my family would have put up with this
no.
shit.
No. So the room is like, it's got a little futon on it that folds out. It's just, and it's not even like a cool futon. It's like a real, it's like a mattress.
It's a mattress.
Futon.
It doesn't have like a frame. Like, okay. It's just a mattress on the floor.
So if you're like one person, that room would be fine. She's like explaining how to work the futon to us, and she's like, so this is the top, and she points to another part, and this is the top, and then that's the top, and then this is the bottom, and then that's the top too. And
I figured you would want to put your sheets on yourself. No? Yeah? No?
And we're like, all right, dude, whatever. We're lit, okay?
We're drunk as shit.
Wasted.
I'm trying not to laugh.
We all decide that we need to like take a little disco nap, calm ourselves. Like Ashley and I have been hauling luggage around Brooklyn for 10 hours. Like, fuck this shit. So we lay down, but like we all get the church giggles, like something nasty, and like can't settle down. And Ashley's like, shh, shh. And like, I can't stop giggling. Okay. And meanwhile, was it you or Lindsay that got up to go to use the bathroom?
It was Lindsay. No, it was me. I went up to get it, and I'm like, she's talking really loud on the phone with someone.
Because you have to go into their apartment to use the bathroom and whatever, because ours is just a closet, basically. So go ahead.
So I hear her, like, yelling on the phone with someone, and I'm just like, oh, dude, I can't go in there. Shit's going down. So we turn the light off, and we're all, like, lying in the bed.
And so, yeah, like we said, the bed takes up the entire room. So our heads are, like, at the door, okay? Like, the mattress butts up to the door. So we're laying like 2 inches from the door, okay?
And we hear like somebody come up.
No. We like we're listening to her yelling on the phone for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, she was yelling on the phone.
And we had kind of like cracked the door. We're all like huddled together, like, oh my God.
With our heads like touching.
Yeah. So then we hear somebody come up, and it's this man.
He's like this West African man. And he's like, she's like, where were you when I needed you? Where were you? Where were you?
You said you'd bring a car.
You'd bring a car. I can't do a German accent.
I can't either.
You said you'd bring a car. Do you want your water with gas or without gas? That's all I know. But she's like, You shit on me.
Know I have an interview tomorrow and a midterm. She's screaming at him. You shit on me.
Fucking internship and you shit on me. You shit on me. And then he's like, you're going to tear my clothes? You're going to tear my clothes? Huh?
He was like, I never said that I would pick you up. He's like, I never said that. I didn't do anything wrong. He goes, I will shoot myself between the eyes before I admit that I am wrong. I will kill myself. He's like, sorry, that was crazy feedback. Damn. He's like, they're screaming at each other. And like, Ashley's got her finger like underneath the door and like kind of opening and closing it as we like think that they're coming in out of the hallway. And they just go back and forth and back and forth. And then we hear him say,
he's like, I'll call the police. Give me my glasses back.
He's like, give me my glasses.
Give me my glasses back. I'll call the cops. 10, oh. 9.
Meanwhile, Ashley is fucking narrating this, okay? As if we can't hear it. So he's like, give me my glasses. And she goes, he wants his glasses. I'm going to call the police. He's going to call the police. Like, and then she's like, no, you can't have them. She's not giving him his glasses back. She's like, it's great. We're wasted.
Drunk. So finally he calls the police and he's like, hello, police? Yes, my girlfriend, she stole my glasses and she's being unreasonable.
She's being unreasonable.
Oh, wait, she gave them back. I'm sorry. And then, like, hung up. And, you know, these people are like, really? You're fucking kidding me.
So this goes on for how long do you think they fought? For like 30 minutes?
At least.
He called the police twice.
He called them twice.
And then we hear him leaving because he was just like, I'm just going to go. And so he runs downstairs and, of course, we like jump up off the bed and like rush to the window to try and get a peek at him. And we're like, wait, is that his car? He had left his car running on the street with his hazards on for like 30 minutes. We're like, shut the fuck up. He like gets in it. And then like maybe 5 minutes later, she gets on the phone again and she's screaming. She's like, yes, I still have them. I'm keeping them. You can't have them. She's still at his fucking
glasses. Well, and we get a I get a text from her that's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. This won't happen again. Da, 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 da. And so our drunk asses think it's going to be a great idea to be a good girlfriend. And we walk into their apartment and we're like, are you okay? And she's like, I'm so sorry. I stole his glasses. I know it was probably a little bit childish.
We're like, no, he sounds like a dick. Yeah,
we're like, go fuck him. Fuck himself. He can go fuck himself. And Maggie goes, tomorrow night, we'll get really high and go out. How does that sound, girl? She's like, that sounds good.
Did you get her high?
No.
We didn't hang out with her. But there are a lot more stories to talk about from New York.
You know what? We'll play a little. We'll come back and finish what happened that night before we ended up going out, and then we'll go on.
Yeah,
sound good? Those are the dumbest looking shoes I've ever seen, Terry.
You shut your mouth. These are very comfortable cane sandals. Thank you.
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
About the boy from New York City. Oh, suck your dick. I don't want to put it in my ass for once before I never see my head. Oh, I'm squeezing. Like I gotta put the poop out, but it's got 3 minutes. And I don't want it to come out. I want to stay in. Or I'll be just constipated with your dick. Yeah.
If that's any indication of how wasted we were on Monday after dinner. I think the quote was, I want you to put it in my butt. I'm going to squeeze it like I got to poop, but I don't want it to come out. I want to stay in. I want to be constipated with your dick.
Yeah, so
that's how lit we were at 7 o'clock on Monday.
Maggie likes to give me a call once a week and leave me a dirty, dirty voicemail.
Yeah, that's my ammo. So moving on, that night after the whole give me my glasses debacle, we went...
You dug my glasses.
...into Manhattan. Ashley, would you like to take the reins on this?
We went into Manhattan and proceeded to walk to one of my favorite bars, which is a shithole, and it was closed. We were really upset. There's this thing called The Wall that is like a half a block away from it, and it's this lady that just like puts... all of this shit that she doesn't want anymore, like clothing.
She's a hoarder.
She's
basically
a hoarder, and she puts all the shit. She like hangs it up, and people just take it and take whatever you want.
Hmm. We got you a nice designer tie off the wall.
We did get you.
That's your other gift that you haven't received.
It's pretty gay.
Holler.
Yeah, Terry says to us, "We're like, Terry, what do you want from New York? Oh, just get me something gay,
like a headband or something.
Just get me something gay from New York. We're like, I think we could do that.
Yeah. I think that'll do. So." We then go to this Michigan-themed bar called Motor City. And Maggie, would you like to share your experience at Motor City?
Well, first of all, I had my first Yingling.
Mm.
It tasted like beer.
It tasted like beer.
It was good. I like texted all my friends that I work with at a brew pub, and I'm like, drinking my first Yingling. I didn't get a single response.
Nobody. There
was like, wow, fuck you.
Cool, sure.
Then I fucking rocked some pinball. Like, I was getting it, dude.
You were getting it.
It was impressive. And then we were kind of done with that place. It was kind of slow.
Yeah.
So we go, I like begged them to take me to this place called Pianos, which was across the street. Looked like it was popping. And rewind for a minute. I made it very clear to the girls that if we ran into Irishmen, like men from Ireland,
she was going to fuck them.
I was going to fuck them. Like, I don't care like what lengths I had to go to. I was going to lock that shit up.
So we get to this bar and I get a phone call. And so it's a lengthy phone call. I need to talk to somebody for quite some time. And I'm like, just go inside. I'll meet you guys in there. So I'm on the phone and I finally come back in. By the time I get in, Maggie has already wrangled herself a group of Irishmen.
What?
And we've got shots of Jameson waiting. And we're going to do a shot of Jameson with these Irishmen.
Not one, but multiple Irishmen.
There were like five of them.
Holler.
And... Maggie was really trying hard. Like, she was really just ready to go, ready to throw down.
Offered to take their picture for them.
She's like, I will do that. Yep, I will take that picture. Wait,
there's
going to
be better lighting over here.
Lighting's better. She's like taking them around the whole fucking bar, like trying to find like good lighting. And so we take the shot of Jameson with them, and they're like, whoa, you guys didn't even flinch. Like, I've never seen a girl shoot Jameson like that. And we were like, oh, please. You obviously don't know who we are.
And then I was like, who wants another shot? And, like, I raised my hand and Ashley raised hers. And the guys just, like, looked at us and kind of, like, looked the other direction. Like, they want to listen to, like, covered their face with their hands.
Oh, they don't sound like a lot of fun.
Oh, well, they were. Well, and then I said to one of them, I was like, what is that accent? Is that, what is that, like, Georgia or something? And he was like, this is an Irish accent. And I was like, no, that's not.
You're just giving him shit.
I was fucking with him. And then he got like really shitty with me. He's like, you obviously don't know what you're talking about. I was like, I'm obviously trying to fuck with you. And so I kind of fucked that up. And we're like, oh, whatever, we'll move on. So we go upstairs. And at this point, like, I was like, I gotta make things right. So I like start talking to him again.
I gotta make things right.
I don't even remember how we got into it. Oh, I think I offered them a shot. Because they bought us another shot. And then I start talking to them, and it gets onto, I have an Irish proverb on my arm. I show it to them. They're like, oh my God. And they like call over their other friends. They're all looking at it. They're like, that's so cool.
Like, I proceed. It's spelled right.
Yeah. I proceed to sit at the bar with one of these Irish guys, and he teaches me Gaelic or like Irish phrases. And he's like writing stuff out and seeing if I can pronounce it right. And he's like, impressed with me. I'm like a dog that does tricks. And so we sat there for a while. Apparently other shenanigans went down while I was doing that.
Yeah, well, Maggie was chatting with this guy at the bar. This man, this very short Asian man with long hair, came up to me and was like trying to hit on me, and he was creeping me out a lot. Like, he was just all over and like trying to dance with me. I was like, I don't want this. So out of the blue, our other friend like comes up to, just, she, it doesn't even skip a beat, and she goes, pardon me, are you bothering my girlfriend? She's very uncomfortable. She's got her arm around me and she's like, baby, do you want a drink? And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I'll buy you guys a drink. And we're like, score.
Yes. So we're hanging out there for a little while. And then one of the guys asks me for my phone number or something. And I was
for real?
Like, yeah. So I wrote it down on a napkin. And then while he was looking the other direction, I got up and bolted.
Oh my God.
So we get this text from her that's like, I just gave him my number. I'm downstairs. Come meet me. I'm trying to play hard to get.
Literally, yeah.
I'm like, we have to leave immediately. I just gave this guy my number.
So we go to this other bar, the library, which is one of the hangs, my hangs.
It was the bar that you described in a previous episode where the girl like pulled out the cider and like was like, here's your fucking festive drink, bitch.
Or yeah, something. Yeah. And poured it into a fucking crock pot, like dead eyes. And so we go there and I was saying, like, talking about my cousin, and I'm like, yeah, we're, you know, just partying. Like, my cousin says hi, and they're like, oh my God, shots. This is Pickle's cousin. Let's do shots, man. Like, okay. So we did shots and then we blacked out. Got a cab back.
Did we black out that night?
I mean, I
can't even remember the end of that night.
How much is a cab from Manhattan to Brooklyn?
Oh, no, what? You blacked out because this is what happened. You're like, guys, let's go home. And Lindsay and
guys,
I are like,
let's go home.
Lindsay and I were like looking at each other, and I was like, I mean, I could stay out. And Lindsay's like, I could stay out. And we were like, would you be like totally offended if we like kind of.
No, because I was like, that's fine. I'll just get a cab. I'll just go.
And then we talked about it.
Get
and we're
raped
like,
on the way home.
We're like, dude, no. All right. It's already like 4 a.m, or it was like 3 at this point. We're like,
the bar.
We really have no like business staying out later than this. Like, we got shit to do tomorrow. So we go back. Well, Lindsay and I decide that we're hungry. So we figured out like where a diner around our area was. We go to this diner, eat some flame food, have like a total drunk heart to heart. And then I get it in my mind that I am well-versed enough in Park Slope from having walked around with my luggage all day that at like 4:30 a.m, we can just walk back. And Lindsay's got a smartphone and she's like trying to look it up. I'm like, no, I know where we are. We're going the right direction. like being a man, refusing to look up directions or ask anybody to call a cab, nothing. And it's kind of like a residential area, so there weren't really any cabs anywhere. And so we probably walked for, I don't know, 20 minutes and probably 20 blocks. I don't know. Maybe not that far, 10, 15 blocks. And finally, Lindsay's like tired. She's got on these like massive hooker Lady Gaga heels and yes. She's cold. And like, I can just see it in her eyes. Like, I fucking hate you. So we find this like lot full of cabs and we took a cab like 5 blocks back. But that was fun. The next day we woke up and got bagels.
Yeah, they had their first New York bagel. It was a religious experience.
We were like freaking out.
What's
it was
the
amazing.
Difference?
Oh my God. The bagels here are
that's
not,
a whole other show.
It's not even fair to call them bagels. You can't even, would you agree with that? You can't even call the bagels here bagels after having a real bagel.
Well, it's like the whole experience, you know? They
boil them
with the the schmear and just the ambiance and you're eating a bagel in New York, dude. It just tastes better.
They boil them when they're like, when they're just dough, and that's what makes them so good.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I thought man. It was some kind of witchery.
I mean, it's magic. They put they also put magic in the dough. And 10 leprechauns just jack off and jizz into the dough. That's why it tastes so good.
That's why it's shaped like an O.
That's
why bagels are shaped like O's. Do we want to save the rest of our New York for next week?
Yeah, you know what? We'll spread it out a little bit. We'll make you guys sweat a little bit.
Terry, did you miss us terribly?
You have no idea.
Did you miss us terribly?
I did. I worked a lot, but when I wasn't working, I was thinking about you.
Yeah? Yeah. Were you naked?
Well,
touching yourself?
Yeah.
Were you checking?
Yeah, I have my own place now, so I'm always naked when I'm in it.
Nice.
Woo!
Clothes are optional. My apartment.
Got any stories for us?
I sure do. So
and talk.
I was working Saturday at my bar, and I got cut around 12:30. And wait,
we were here Saturdays.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, nothing real exciting happened while you guys were gone. I mean,
we were kind of MIA Saturday.
I did go like the two Sundays ago. I took John to C Street and we had fun. And
John is in John Muskie from the Locals Lethal podcast.
Locals Lethal, John. Okay. And so that was probably like the only thing that really exciting happened while you guys were gone. But of course,
that's
I got
exciting.
Wait, you and John just went to
C Street
together?
No, it was me and John and Rebecca and one of Rebecca's friends and Emma. So basically the same people last night, sans you guys.
Word.
But this past Saturday I was working and I got cut early and... So this is after I left you, Ashley, which I blacked. Like, I literally had two shots and a beer at my work, and then we went to the late night bar, and literally as soon as I got there, five people wanted to buy me a shot. I did. Within 1 minute, I did a Grape Bomb, two Fireballs, a shot of Jameson, and a doctor.
What time was this? Because you texted me at, like, 1:15-ish, and you were like, get your fucking ass out here. Because
yeah,
I was, like, at home looking at Miss Connections from New York.
It was, like, something like that. And then at one point...
Like, maybe we showed up
like
somewhere.
Like, Sean wrote it.
Like
Sean wrote a Miss Connection.
Sean wrote a Miss Connection about us. It's, like, two beautiful traveling girls asked for a lighter.
Yeah. Or, spoiler alert, maybe the L.A. man that I met.
Oh.
Tune in next time to Broads at Brunch.
And then at one point, the redheaded devil came up and was like, oh, being...
That's what we're calling
not,
right
not to be confused with satanic ginger.
Nor to be confused with the rapist.
The rapist. But yeah, at one point I look at Ashley and I was like, oh my God, the devil just hugged me. And then and then I black out, but that's where I went to Marianne's Diner to meet,
which is the only late night food place downtown Champaign for
which
people
is a
to
shame.
Eat. So it's like an after hours bar, basically. Whenever everybody's done at the bars, they go to this Marianne's place, and it's just 50 people that are just fucking shit canned in
right.
there.
And I was really drunk, and I'm in there with two of my friends, and one of my friends was in there with this girl because he was trying to bang her, and this girl was in there with these two douchebags. And at one point, one of the other friends had left, and when I get drunk, I'm like, oh, I'm rich. I'll pay for everybody's breakfast. Well, these two...
Oprah?
I'm rich.
You get Oprah on them?
Yeah, you get an omelet.
You get an omelet.
You get an omelet. Sausage and gravy for
everyone. and
Oprah
so at some point, I hear these two douchebags like talking about my friend that left. They're like, yeah, his fucking friend stole our change. And I was just like, what? And he's like, they're like, your fucking friend stole our money. That we or a change from when we paid breakfast. It's like, you guys didn't pay for your fucking breakfast. I pay for your breakfast, douchebags. And then all I hear is something, shut your mouth, you fucking faggot. So at this point,
them's
I
fighting words.
Leapt over the table, grabbed the one by the collar.
You
like,
did?
Yeah. I don't know. People don't call me a faggot.
No.
No way.
So, and at this point, I'm reaching back into my pocket to get my pocket knife out because I was going to pop it up to his throat.
Cut a bitch.
My one friend who's tall, dark and handsome and
oh my God.
Manages the corner bar downtown, grabs me and is like dragging me outside as I was like, I'll cut your fucking dicks off, you fucking douchebags. And then my friend, she's waitress, she's like, Terry, call me tomorrow. I'm like, bye, fuck you fucking douchebags. I'm just like all pissed off and I didn't even get to eat my breakfast because
that you paid for.
I paid for. But I think, I mean, because I woke up, you know how like when you eat, but you're blacked out and you wake up the next morning, you got like food in your mouth still because you haven't brushed your teeth. I'm pretty sure I ate off some people's plates because I had like biscuit chunks in my mouth. Still,
like pulling you out of the restaurant. Like he's got you over his shoulder and you're like swiping food off other people's tables. Like
you're
shoving your mouth.
Fuck
you.
I'll fucking cut your dicks off, you fucking douchebags.
Ooh, biscuits.
Bye, I love you. And it's just like, oh God. And I don't know. I get violent when people use that word. Did I tell you about the story? I punched out somebody in a parking lot.
No, please. Go ahead.
So this is when I worked at Red Star in Urbana. And
Banya.
My friend Corey was there with... I woke up one morning and I knew that we had went out the night before. We were at Red Star, but my fucking hand was killing me. And so I text Corey. I was like, Corey, why does my hand hurt? He's like, dude, you punched somebody out last night. I was like, what? Because obviously I blacked out. And so I'm outside at one point talking to my friend Corey. And there's these two guys arguing, and I hear this guy say the faggot word. And I just walked up to the one guy, and I was just like, you know, you probably shouldn't say that because there's, you never know, there might be people around. Because usually, you know, back in the day, I would not get offended by it because I call gay people faggots sometimes too. But it's like when you're using a derogatory term or right. you're just being ignorant about it, I just like to warn you that you might be around somebody. And then this guy kept pushing. He's like, what are you going to do about faggot? What are you going to do about faggot? And I was just like, we're trying to walk away. And he kept pushing and pushing. And my friend, don't do anything about it, don't worry about it. And then he just, I was like, fine, that's it. And I walked up to him, and he had said faggot one more time. And this is, you know, this is filling me in because I obviously don't remember it. So he's like, what are you going to do about it? And I like pushed him a little bit. He's like, oh, is that all you got? And I just reached back and apparently I hit him and he went flying over this like wall.
Good.
Knocked
fucking
him out.
Asshole.
Knocked him out with one shot.
Yeah.
I was. He was out, but
my
friend Corey said I jumped over the wall, hovered over him, and started hitting him back, you know, hit in the face. He's knocked out cold, and I'm still hitting him in the face. But then I get shocked. I was like, oh, my God, I punched somebody out with one shot. So I went in. I got all my coworkers, and everybody's like, you guys, come out here. I punched this guy. I knocked him out. And I come out there, and he's coming to, and he's crying and stuff like that. He's like, don't bring everybody out here. And I felt
What did
that.
He say?
He's like, why'd you bring all these people out here? Like, I'm hurting. It's like, quit making fun of
me. Wait, so after you punch a guy out, you went into, the bar and grabbed your friends?
Yeah, I was just like, everybody come check this out. Because is out there. But I went and got the other bartender and stuff like that. And he's crying, and I feel bad. So I take him inside. I buy him a beer, and we talked for, 45 minutes. And he's like, I'll never call anybody a faggot again. Because he was saying that because his best friend was there to tell him that he was gay. And then I took his best friend home.
Yeah, you did. Wait, so you woke up the next morning with your hand hurting. Was there still a man next to you?
No, he had skated
out. Okay, I was going to say, so your immediate concern is not the naked man next to you that you don't know, but your aching hand.
And by next morning, I mean, I didn't get out of bed till 3.
Of course, naturally.
So the following week, I'm working at Red Star, and the guy that I took home, because I don't remember what he looked like because I blacked out, he comes in, he's like, so how's it going? You know, oh, I'm good. You know, just thinking he's a customer. He's like, you don't remember me from last week? And I was like, oh. He's like, you punched out my friend. I was like, oh.
And then you fucked me?
Well, he didn't say that. But so it turns out that homeboy was the delivery driver for Papa John's, and he was telling all of his customers he got jumped by dudes. I was like, no, just... punched him in the face.
No, I just punched him.
So you got called a faggot by a Papa John's delivery man?
Yeah.
And then you knocked his ass out.
Yeah. Okay, do you guys feel like you know Papa John? Doesn't he look familiar? He looks so familiar to me. I feel like I know him from somewhere.
He kind of looks like Peter Brady.
Commercials?
Am
no,
I right?
Not from commercials.
Peter Brady
a little bit? But no, but I mean, I feel like I really do know him from somewhere. I sound high.
Freshman year of college.
I sound really high right now.
But no, that was, I mean, that's all that really happened to me in this last week. You know, just missing you guys. And
let's,
I hung one of my gifts on the fridge that you guys got me.
Oh, yeah.
I got.
We'll talk about that when we go into that. Let's rewind a little bit. Let's just pretend for the moment that the broads were accompanying you at Marianne's that night. How would this have gone down, Terry?
Oh, God.
I would like to hear how you think this would have gone down if Ashley and I were there.
Well, if we were there and my friend pulling me off these guys.
Well, first of all, I'd be hitting on
yeah.
Like hardcore.
You'd be getting my handy under the table. So as two hands are occupied pulling me off these guys, I'm assuming you two hookers would come flying over the table, butter knives in hand.
Forks.
Yeah. Go for the eyeballs, exactly. Great minds think alike.
Just going to town, you know, slicing up some douchebag.
What would we have said to them?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
This is our friend. Go fuck
Who's
yourself.
The faggot now,
the thing
dickhead?
Is like these two guys, they had matching pink like plaid shirts, and I'm screaming like, I'm the fucking faggot. You got a matching fucking shirt with your fucking boyfriend. And he's like, who wears fucking pink these days? And I was wearing a pink Henley.
Who wears pink these days? It's so 2010.
And I was wearing a pink Henley. I was like, well, I mean, mine was a different shade of pink. Okay, mine was
sure.
Oh my God! But yeah, I had to apologize to my waitress friend the next day. I was like, sorry for causing a scene. She's like, it wasn't your fault.
What did the say about it?
He said I was totally justified.
I'm surprised didn't say anything.
Well, he said that he went back in there. And he goes, I'll gladly kick both your asses if
yeah,
you guys want
a scary big
if
man.
You guys want to step outside and talk about this.
Good for him. What a good friend. Mm-hmm. We've got good friends.
Yeah, we do.
Sure do.
What's the time of that thing?
50 minutes.
But yeah, I don't know. Don't call me a faggot, especially when I'm packing my pocket knife. If I would have got, thank God, Dylan grabbed my hand before I pulled out my pocket knife.
Yeah, that would have been horrible. Mm-hmm.
Would have been gnarly.
Mm-hmm. I'd have got arrested, probably.
I'd have get arrested.
Yeah. I guess we both kind of brushed the law this week.
Yeah.
Living on the edge.
Living on the edge.
Living on the edge.
Well,
how's that Natty Light?
Okay, yeah, so Terry, it's his turn to buy booze, goes into the liquor store, comes out with a bunch of, we're like, let's do 40s tonight.
They didn't have 40s in there.
Didn't have 40s.
Except for like Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Ew.
He comes out with two tall boys of PBR and then two Natty Natty Lights, Natural Lights.
Natural Lights. They were 2 for $3.
Not a lie.
I would have gotten Ashley, all 4 PBRs, but they only had 2 PBR left.
Ashley immediately calls dibs. She's like, shotgun on one of them PBRs. And I was like, well, I'll do a natty if I get to drink both of them. They decided that was a...
Well, here's what happened. This is why I can't drink natty Natural Light. Because my freshman year of college, I got wasted on some Natty Light. And I was at this... I think I may have told this story before where I threw up all over myself. Did I tell you? No? Okay. No.
You have to be a little bit more specific.
All right. Well, I drank a bunch of PBR. I mean, Natural Light. And then...
So it was what, freshman year, you said?
Yeah. And then I drank like a half a bag of Franzia.
Oh, gross.
And were you slapping the bag?
I was sure slapping the bag. And then somebody, like, it was someone's birthday. I have no idea whose house this was. We were just like, party, yeah.
That's freshman year.
Yeah. And so they had a pinata. And to my surprise, when the pinata broke open, it was all mini bottles of liquor.
Shit.
And so, kind of like that scene on A Problem Child. Yeah, like when he puts a punch in it.
I seriously dove over the pile. Scooping. And then like little bottles raining on my head, and I'm just like opening them up and chugging them furiously. Just like drinking them.
Gross.
Like a kid at a parade. I'm like when they throw candy out and you're like furiously grabbing
it. I'm sure
it
was the Natural Light that made you fucking puke your
brains. Yeah, right.
It's like Goldschlager, Great Goose. This sounds good. What is that? Captain Morgan, I'll take it.
Yeah, Terry has a good point. I'm sure it was the Natural Light that made you
no,
puke.
No, but that's what makes... But that's what...
It brings you Natural Light and it triggers a...
So I'm sitting on this couch. I have no recollection of this. I'm sitting on this couch. There's a cat. This is the only thing I remember. There's a cat and the cat... They have like a big fountain in their living room. Like a fountain.
What?
Like a... water feature, like a zen fountain.
A water feature. She walks in my basement tonight and she goes, oh nice, a fire feature. I was like, you mean a fireplace?
Fire feature.
It was like a fancy one with pretty pebbles on the bottom.
We watch way too much HGTV.
I know. And so
I'm not seeing any restaurants.
I'm not seeing any restaurants. So basically I remember this cat like fishing in the water, like with its paw, and that's the and I took a picture of it on my phone,
like in Lady and the Tramp, like that evil Siamese cat.
Yeah,
we are Siamese, if you please. Ba dum bum bum. We are Siamese, if you don't please.
So. I guess this here comes. You just snort.
I did.
I'm so happy. I just got really excited. Sorry. Yeah.
So back to this story. So apparently, this girl that I was friends with at the time, she went downstairs to like party with some people. There was music and dancing, and I guess like she came up.
She went downstairs to party with these people. There was music and dancing. Continue.
And she left me, and I was fine. I was drunk, but I was fine.
I was fine.
And then she came back up, and I guess I had puked all over myself, and I was petting the cat.
The cat's like licking your vomit up.
He's gonna puke it up later.
She was like, we need to go now. We need to go now.
You're like, no, Candy.
I don't know whose house this is, but I just vomited all over their couch and their floor and all over myself. And so I remember, like, I thought that it would be a good idea when I got back to the dorms to just, like, kill 2 birds with 1 stone. I needed to shower, so I just needed to wash my clothes. I just hopped right on in the shower with my vomit clothes on. And washed like them with like a loofah, like washed my jeans with like a loofah.
Really scrubbed out those stains.
I really just took action.
Well, that's nothing. You met my brother Mike today, total sweetheart. When I was in high school, I think I've told you this before. I used to drink Jack Daniels like they were gonna stop making it. I mean, like I was like 16, and I would just carry around like a bottle of Jack Daniels and just drink it straight. And it was like my hat trick that I didn't have to chase with anything.
Oh God!
Sorry.
So this one night we go to this house party, and it's like a bunch of older kids. My brother's 2 years older than me, so I was like a freshman or sophomore, and I had to have been like a freshman because these were all seniors. And I put down like a fifth of vodka, like a couple shots of something else, and then like 2 like Smirnoff Twisteds.
Ugh.
In 20 minutes.
Get some.
Yeah.
Bondi.
I was like, well, and I know this because my neighbor, who's like 3 years older than me, was sitting there watching me do this. And he told me later he was just like waiting to see how much I could drink. And never thought to like actually stop me. Well, so then I guess like excuse me, God, this natural light is killing me.
Aren't you glad you didn't duct tape both of them to your hands?
Oh yeah, we had discussed maybe duct taping them to my hands. It was such a good idea not to, since I just took a 20-second pee, a 20-count pee earlier. Just a long pee. Anyway, apparently I was like running outside, like crying, being ridiculous, and I like passed out of the back of my brother's pickup truck, and this one, I guess the cops were like gonna come. Okay, like they heard the cops coming. This like 300-pound country boy in full camo throws me over his shoulder. I remember none of this.
Oh,
carries me upstairs and stashes me in the girl's bedroom that we're having the party at. Apparently, I had eaten a humongous spaghetti dinner before this and threw it up all over everything, okay?
Awesome.
And my brother, to this day, will give me shit about it. They said they tried to wash the sheets and it wouldn't come out. He had to take the sheets outside and hose them down to get all the pasta off of it, which is fucking disgusting.
That's gross.
And I woke up the next day in my basement, like puke all over me. I was drunk for like 2 days. I'm like 99% sure I had alcohol poisoning, and I didn't drink for like 2 years after that. So thank God my brother was there, because
holy moly.
Yeah, that could have gone very, very badly otherwise.
Oh my.
But you guys are both on your fucking Apple products and not paying attention.
I'm totally paying attention to what you're saying.
Hose
your clothes off in the back.
Slut. I'm not texting. I was looking at pictures from us from last night. Like,
oh, yeah.
We're so gorge.
Are there more than what you posted on Facebook?
No, it's just that one. It's just that we took it twice, and the first one was blurry.
You mean the ones you posted on our Facebook page, Brad's at Brunch?
Brad's at Brunch.
Like us on Facebook, people.
Look at that gorgeous group.
Oh, damn, we are beautiful.
Yeah, that's a good one.
My friend Jax is like, nice. She goes, your hairstyle's tits poodle. And I was like, it's not a hairstyle. It's just I haven't had a cut in a while.
But I think what she said was, I'd bone every last one of you. Oh, my God, that's a dick pic. Okay, my bad. Not gonna flip through any more of your pictures.
Oh, my God, that's a dick pic.
That was me the other day at morning wood.
Wait, no, give it back.
I want to see it.
Oh, Terry, wow.
I want to see.
No, I'm not quite done yet.
You just took a picture of your dick when you had morning one? You're like,
well, obviously it was to send us somebody.
Terry, do you not trim down there at all?
Nope, not at all.
I like that.
Au natural.
I like my men hairy and grungy. And
that's almost frightening.
Wait, let me see this.
It's kind of gorgeous. You should be in porn.
That's why I hear that a lot. Especially like once, you know, I get to the situation where we're boning down and I ejaculate and it shoots across the room and it's like 2 ounces at a time.
Jesus
he was like,
Christ.
Why aren't you in porn? I'm like, because I have grandparents that are still alive.
Wait, so was the last time we recorded when Andy was on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's discuss what happened after Andy left, shall we? First of all, Andy had like a, 6-hour drive?
Yeah.
So he and I decided that we're going to do Clear Shot, which is like this concentrated energy drink that is basically liquid.
Cocaine.
It's no joke, liquid cocaine. I was losing my mind. I was like tweaking. I was really uncomfortably like stimulated.
Yeah.
And
but not like
so
stimulated.
Terry, why don't you take the reins on this conversation?
So prior to this, Ashley told me, my best gay friend, he's coming to visit, he's really cute, you should fuck him. And I was just like, what?
And he was really cute, and you should have fucked him.
Well, because I thought he was going to stay the night the last night after we recorded, but he had to fucking
you
drive
giving
back.
Him bedroom ice.
You were giving
so
him so
hard.
Big.
I
and
was
he was
so hard.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were.
The whole
he
time we were recording, Ashley and I were like,
Shut up. But anyway, he was cute. But then also, like, we had started drinking. Ow.
Get on the mic. Jesus Christ.
Get on the fucking mic.
But then we had started drinking, so I was just, oh my God, put it in my mouth.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
So we had started drinking. I was like, Ashley, I should send him a picture of my dick. She's like, yeah, totally. And so she gave me the phone number, and I sent it to him. And I didn't get a response, like, at all that night. And then Ashley was talking to him, the next day? And what did he say?
He was like, the weirdest thing happened last night. I, like, got Terry sent me a picture of his dick. And I was like, is it really that weird? Like, you can't.
He's like, how did he get my
number?
But
he was like, he somehow got my number.
Yeah.
How do you fucking think he got your number? We gave it to him.
Andy, if you're listening, that was not by accident or by
accident.
Happenstance. Right. Completely bland.
So apparently we should have boned down.
Well, there's always next time.
There's always next
We're going to go visit Andy. We'll come. You can come with us. We'll find.
Take the broads on the road.
Broads on the road. Mm-hmm. Ann Arbor style.
On the broad again.
On the broad again.
Roads.
Roads.
Seven.
Broads.
7 miles an hour. And usually when people pull over, they pull over to the shoulder.
What are you talking about?
Tommy boy, hello.
Oh.
God,
he's high on nitrous.
Fat guy in a little coat.
Was that Tommy Boy or was that Black Sheep?
That's Black Sheep. Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy is when he's selling the shit on the road, yes.
Right. You could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman wearing white gloves.
Need $5? Need mint on pillow?
That's Tommy Boy, right?
Let me jack you off. Want me to jack you off? Mint on pillow? Need $5? Room service?
Hello, room service.
Hey, let's talk about the plume of marijuana smoke that is floating in the room right now.
Oh, yeah. It's
like begging us to come have a little fun
with
them.
It's like a finger.
And it's not ours.
Not from us. The broads don't smoke weed.
We don't smoke weed.
We're dare people.
Dare.
I was a dare counselor in high school.
I was in prevention club.
And I only did it so I could get out of class once a week. But like I would go and chat with the kids and I'd be like, because this is before I had ever done any drugs. I was like, don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. And then I'd be like, don't drink.
Wait, weren't you telling us that you snuck out when you were like 15 or 16 and stole your mom's car and drove to Urbana and like did X?
Yeah.
So you were what, 14 when you did DARE?
I'm saying I didn't do drugs on a regular basis. Not that I do them on a regular basis, but I've definitely done a lot more drugs. I'd say the last 2 or 3 years than, you know, that I did in high school. But yeah.
I think you mean taste testing products.
Taste testing product. And it was my sister's car and I drove from Pekin, Illinois to Urbana. And I told my sister I was going at a party that was a couple blocks away. And it took some to me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're going to finish our stories about New York next week. We'll have Lindsay on then.
We will.
And
we got to get that bitch on here.
Terry, we're so glad to see you again. We've got these tall boys we're going to finish, and then we're going to go sing some karaoke.
Karaoke, the end of art of karaoke.
Yes, a homeless man asked me last night where I was last week at karaoke.
Uh-oh.
A homeless man. He was like, where have you been? You guys been going to karaoke? I was like, no, man. We've been out of town. We'll be there tomorrow. He's like, all right. I'm like, I'll see ya.
Very
odd. I've never seen him at karaoke before.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, button.
When you're the center of attention and the most popular one in the room, it's hard to notice everybody.
Look at
else.
This picture I just found of myself from freshman year.
Oh,
at a party.
Lord.
That looks like me at C Street every Sunday.
The photo is of me in a tennis skirt, a pleated tennis skirt that hits a good 2 inches above my belly button. And I'm wearing a nude bra, and that is it. I can only assume.
And
it
a
was,
smile.
I had a smile, and my eye is slightly crossed. And there is a young man, I'm actually still friends with him, with his arm around me. He's wearing a State Farm shirt and on his cell phone.
He's kind of cute.
And we're in a basement.
Oh, okay. I was like, charades. What? Worm in a hole.
Pencil sharpener.
Pencil sharpener.
Eating a pickle. Is that a hot dog?
You're putting the stick in the corn dog.
Right. Got it. Stick a smile on your face. And so
a pretzel stick and cheese.
Pretzel stick and cheese. French fry.
French
cheese.
Fry. Ketchup.
Ketchup. Ketchup. French fry.
I want a pretzel stick and cheese right now.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of hot dogs, Maggie had her first New York hot dog.
Yay, I did. We'll talk about that later. Unless you want to talk about it now. Was it after like 2 hours of me watching you suck face with some man?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe or yes, actually.
So is Ashley the only one that got any physical contact with another
man? No.
I don't know. You'll have to tune in next week to find out.
Oh, God, the suspense.
It's killing me.
Hey, now.
All right.
All right.
Let's head out. Let's roll out.
Brats.
Roll out.
All right.
At brunch.
Brats at brunch. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Tumblr.
And the Twitter. We're on the Twitter, kids.
We're on the Twitter?
We're totes on the Twitter.
Oh, I didn't know we were on the twits.
Oh, I tweets.
And Maggie found a podcast publisher on my computer the other day.
Yeah, this fucking asshole has like a $5,000 Mac computer. And he's like, I don't know how to copy paste stuff. He like didn't know how to do fucking anything on his computer. I'm like flipping through his shit. Okay, I own a PC, by the way. And I'm looking, I'm like, do you realize you have a podcast publisher on this? I was like, did you put this on here? He's like, I don't know. He's like, I have the same computer as Mitch. I'm like, what? Like, Terry got
fuck are we gonna do with that's you,
a
man?
That is a $2,000 Facebook machine that you have, good sir.
That's basically what I use it for. Yeah. Facebook, porn, and IMDb.com.
You're on IMDb all the time?
I love IMDb.
Oh, me too. Like, you know they have an app for your phone.
IMDb?
I do have an app for my phone, yes.
Okay, now we're just talking nonsense. Broads at brunch. We'll see you next week. Must be something inside.